A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7, Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about elections.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission today began voter registration in constituencies where by-elections will be held to fill 14 National Assembly seats left vacant following the recall of MTC renewal lawmakers. The pilot voter registration will be held at various centres in the constituencies ahead of the June elections.
But the main opposition parties are boycotting the elections, calling for electoral reforms first. As usual, there are also some smaller opposition parties that are contesting in the by-elections.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hamadzadiwa nasi, tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yesarudzo. Parikuitwa sarudzo muna chikumi umo muna June. Dzema by elections kunzvimbo dziya dzakabviswa vamiriri vainzi vaenda kubato reMDC renewal team. Asi mamwe mapato akaita sana MDCT, MDC inotungamirwa nava Washman Ncube, naiyo MDC renewal yacho vari kuti aiwa havasi kupinda musarudzedzi kusvika pavandudzwa mitemo yesarudzo. Asi vamwe vakaita sana National Constitutional Assembly nemamo mapato vari kupinda musarudzo idzodzi vana Transform Zimbabwe nevamwe. Tira kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti muchine chivimbo here imi vateereri nesarudzo dzemuZimbabwe, kana kuti pane zvamuri kuonawo imi sezvinhu zvinoda kuti zvivandudzwe kuti sarudzo dzisarambe dzichiita mutauro. Gibbs.
Yes, Rwanda balingalithola njani njengoba sechilo ke mfowethu lapho kuthi ke udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokhetho okubele lwenziwe khonapho sokufika ke uJune. Yes, sizwile ke abanye bekhuluma ukuthi kunalokho kuthiwa i-voter registration okuqase lamhlanje. Khonapha ke kukhanyangazane kuzahanjwa endaweni esinengi singathi ngama constituencies angu-14 lapho kuyamele ukuthi abantu babhalise kwenze ukuthi bavote. Ye, so okanya ngani kuyahlupha khona manje ukuthi abantu abakwazi ukuthi kumele kuhambe njani njengoba kulabanye abathi abakwazi ukuthi kukhona khona lokhu. Ye, sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lina lithini ngakhona oku okuthiwa i-voter registration kuzokubuya njalo ngokhetho oluzayo. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke i-MDCT lamanye amabandla awe-MDC kawangeni kukhetho lolu. Kube sokusithi ke kulamanye amabandla amancane sibili kakhulu angena kulelo khetho. Zulu kandaba nasi isikhathi ngesenu. Ye, ngenani isiqoqweni kunjalo ke fowethu.
Of course some bodies that are also calling on the government to reform the Zimbabwe Election Support Network. In their recommendations, they were also saying that government must ensure the full alignment of the electoral law to the constitutional provisions, especially the voter registration requirements in the electoral law. And of course, the right to vote should also be enshrined in the electoral law. These are some of the recommendations from the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, or ZESIN. I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. We have Mr. Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Central Committee member and parliamentary by-election candidate for Pelandaba Mpopoma constituency. Mr. Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing great. And now, Mr. Chuma, there are some parties that are boycotting the elections, saying there is need for electoral reforms. What is your take on this?
The first thing that I'll tell you from experience, because I'm one of the candidates, is that it's a total lie. These people have not boycotted as per se. What these people have done, MDC, for Tsvangirai and Welshman and the Renewals, have all sort of developed the chicken feet, and they're actually afraid to come into these elections because they probably knew that their defeat in these elections was going to actually be the last nail in their coffin politically. They were going to be dinosaurs. They're going to be extinct. So what they have done actually is that they've put in a, what you call independent candidates that they are actually backing for this election. So they are doing this in order for them to sort of test the waters and see if they still have that majority, if I may put it, or that electorate, if you may want to call it so, before they can be geared in and ready for the 2018 election. I'm saying this with full proof because I have a couple of my friends, actually, who were asked to stand in Pelandaba Mpopoma constituency, for example, by MDCT, even Tsvangirai himself, and his vice president, Thulan Kube, actually phoning some of them, enticing them even with money to say, we're going to sponsor you, we're going to back you, please can you go and stand as an independent. So basically, MDC is there, but it is there hiding behind its own fingers, which is to me, which is a politically suicide mission.
Is it a political harakiri, as Mr. Chuma is saying? Gibbs, I think we have our two other guests. That is Mr. Obet Gutu, MDCT spokesperson, and also Mr. Madok Chivasa, spokesperson for the NCA. Gibbs.
Let's come to you, Mr. Gutu. I think you were listening to Mr. Chuma. We're saying that the MDC is actually participating in these by-elections, but is participating under certain kind of names, like independent candidate or something like that. So what is your take on that?
First of all, let me start by saying good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me. I was listening to Mr. Njovu's statement and
Mr. Chuma,
but laugh, really, because we have no business participating in these
Mr. Gutu? Mr. Gutu? Mr. Gutu?
What we have said,
Mr. Gutu, we can hardly hear you. Maybe if you may relocate to another place.
Okay, let me relocate, all right?
We have to resettle you somewhere.
I'm moving away from where I was seated to another location. is it better?
Maybe we have to call you back, Mr. Gutu.
No, that's another.
Okay, Gibbs, maybe bring in...
Mr. Yeah, okay, let's bring in Mr. Madok Chivasa of the NCA. Mr. Chivasa, I think you heard what Mr. Chuma was talking about. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, no, I heard what you were talking, but I cannot comment on behalf of the MDCT.
Certainly.
I don't know what happens in the MDCT. I represent the NCA.
That's right. So, but what do you think about, you know, these by-elections and that maybe some parties are hiding behind independence?
Yeah, no, like I said, if you are not interested whether there are some people contesting as independents, but they are belonging to certain political parties, what we just know is that we are using these by-elections to build our profile, to build our name as NCA party, also to introduce our party as a new party to people, that those people who are now fed up with the chaos in the ZANU-PF and the chaos in the other opposition political parties who were there, like the NPCK, they now have another option in the name of the NCA. So that's kind of what we're doing, to create another option for people, so that those who don't want those political parties which were existing, they can have another option, and that option is the NCA. So basically, that's what I can say in terms of what we're doing as NCA, and how we're using these by-elections to try and build an alternative voice.
And by the way, Mr. Chibasa, in one of the constituencies, you got 79 votes. You know, and we had a top party member of your party saying that is good enough for them to show that they are there. You know, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly the party position. We were very glad and very happy as NCA that we got 79 votes in Tsuruma, Zimbabwe, when we participated in that by-election. The difference is that, you know, these by-elections, they are different. There are some by-elections that just emerge in areas where we don't even have a single person yet. And there are also by-elections that emerge where we are already there. So in the case of Tsuruma, Zimbabwe, that is the case where we went there because there was a by-election. We did not even have a single person. We started to look for people to be there. So those 79 people, they are actually a plus in terms of what we want to do. What we are simply doing is to build up to the 2018 election. We are focusing at 2018. We want to field candidates in all constituencies, MPs, and the candidates in all the 1,958 wards. So that's really any number that we get from this by-election to us is a win, because we are building a party for the future. We are not building a party that will end today or tomorrow. We are building an option for Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Gutu is now back. Mr. Gutu, we wanted you to respond to what Mr. Chuma had said, that you are using proxies.
Thank you. Thank you, Blessing. Thank you for having me. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. When I was listening to Mr. Chuma, I was just wondering why he had the audacity to actually make those kind of publications. The fact of the matter is that we are not participating in these elections directly or indirectly by way of proxy. The position is that we have got a resolution of Congress, which resolution has been upheld on more than one occasion by the National Council of the MDC. And as you know, in terms of our party constitution, the National Council is the highest decision-making body of the MDC in between Congresses. We are not participating in these elections. And for Mr. Chuma to even have the audacity to allege that we are scared of ZANU-PF, it is actually laughable. Everyone knows that ZANU-PF is a party that is in terminal decline. ZANU-PF is a party that is incorrigibly divided, that is factionalized. We've got the Weevils who are in control at the moment. We've got the Dramatox faction, and we have the Gang of Four, and we've got several other sub-factions. So for anyone who stays in Zimbabwe in this day and age, to say and with conviction argue that ZANU-PF is going to win a free and fair election, quite honestly, I think they would have smoked something. With respect, what Mr. Chuma is saying is laughable, and with respect, once again, it ought to be dismissed with the utter contempt that it deserves.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu Gibbs.
And I still remember, Mr. Chuma, you don't smoke something, right?
No, I mean, obviously I don't smoke. But look, I expect that kind of speech of drunkenness from people like Honorable Gutu. Well, look, they've always been confused from day one. They've never known what they stand for. Uh-huh. They've always been changing goalposts and changing things every time. Like, for example, the reason for them saying that they are not participating in this election, if you really try and search for it deep down in any archive, in any knowledgeable source, you can never find. You can never definitely find. They were in the GNU government. They should have done the reform then, if they wanted any reform to be done. So now, they're outside. How do they expect that there's going to be any reform that will favor them, if at all something like that should happen? But look, what we are saying is that There's nothing wrong with our electoral system. Right now, I remember on Monday, Zek actually called all candidates that are participating in this coming, this forthcoming by-election, and they even called their chief election agents as well to that meeting where all things were laid down, all procedures were actually put into system, so that at the end of the day, when everybody goes down to the playing field, the field will be level. So there is no question about credibility. There's no question about fairness. There's no question about openness. But you see, I really wonder what this group actually stands for. I don't think they stand for the people of Zimbabwe. They don't stand for the electorate itself. Because if they did, I'm sure that vision should have come from the electorate, not them as the bosses or the top hierarchy in the party to just sit down and say, well, we're not participating. Are you not disadvantaging the person that initially voted for you in the first place? Those are the kind of questions that you ask. And then that's when you actually see that, oh, we are dealing with a very tricky team, a very treacherous, sort of grouping. And look, they can say whatever they say. They can think that we are high on Dhaka or something. But what we can tell you is that we are in this by-election and we are going to reclaim this seat that we have lost for the past for the past 18 years. Actually, we haven't won a seat in Bulawayo. So now, this time, we are going to win. And when we go in, we are going to go in to stay forever, because we will start delivering for people. People will begin to realize what they've been missing out by not voting for ZANU-PF, because we are going to deliver.
Mr. Gutu, let's get to the weeds here. What exactly do you want to be reformed?
We have made it very clear, but for the benefit of the millions of listeners who are listening right now, let me just start with the most important reform that we want is to have a legitimate and up-to-date, accurate voters' roll, not only for those 14 that are going to have by-elections in June, but for the entire length and breadth of the country, from the Zambezi to the Limpopo. What we want done is ZEC should be able to use its constitutional mandate to commence afresh a biometric national voters registration exercise. Why we say so is because the shambolic voters roll that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission was given by the Office of the Registrar General can never give rise to an election that can pass the test of legitimacy. I'll give you an example. When we did an analysis, for instance, of the voters' roll for the Chiruba and Zimbabwe by-election that was conducted a few weeks ago, we found out that it was littered with several inaccuracies, where you find that in one ward, there were 7,000 new voters who were added in between July 31, 2013, and about in February 2015. That's showing that it is not possible for you to have that kind of increment in the number of voters in a typically rural constituency like Chirumanzu, Zimbabwe. And in another constituency, about 5,000 to 6,000 people have their names deleted from July 2013 and February 2015. And it is quite impossible to say that you can have 5 or 6,000 people either dying in one rural ward or transferring or whatever, which means that there's been a lot of gerrymandering of the voters' roll. And Mr. Chuma will be the first one to agree that the ZEC Secretariat is actually staffed by military and security operatives. Mm-hmm. We have the evidence, We know the story. We have the nuts and bolts of this story that can confirm beyond a shadow of doubt that the ZEC is actually being run by a shadowy rigging mechanism, that they actually have an expert from Nikov who is stationed on a full-time basis at the King's Barracks just near Tethos in Harare, whose full-time job is to just play around with the voter straw and to make sure that whatever voter straw that is there in Zimbabwe at the moment is not a clean voter straw.
Thank you, Mr.
The main part of it is that ZEC, I don't have a clean voter straw, that's one. Mm-hmm. Two, we also say that political parties, that does not only mean the NDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai. We're talking about all political parties and all political players should have free and unfettered access to the state-controlled print and electronic media. It is a notorious fact that, as I'm speaking right now, the NDC and all other political parties, including my brother, Marcus of NPA, have no access whatsoever to the TV, have no access whatsoever to the four radio stations run by the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation Private Limited. Three, we also want to have a situation where traditional leaders, particularly in rural areas, are not forced to be political actors. We have a situation where, for instance, in Urunga West, there is a man who goes by the name Ignatius Chombo, who came out on national television a few days ago, literally threatening chiefs to say, if you are seen to be anywhere near where Chamber Mlisa is holding a rally or a meeting, then you are going to be in trouble. So we are saying traditional leaders should be traditional leaders. They should not be forced to be political activists. We want a situation where, in terms of the new constitution of Zimbabwe, traditional leaders are not only apolitical, but are seen to be apolitical. I could go on and on and on, but there's actually a cocktail of measures that we would like to be put in place to ensure that the ZANU-PF regime, particularly the dwindling and collapsing weevil faction of the ZANU-PF regime, is not given its cake in order to eat it.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you have a caller?
Yeah, hello, Mama Lapa. Osecungweni. Nkosikazi kumbe nkosazana Juliet. Ngubani ngikhuluma la ye? Ngubani?
Juliet.
Yeah, sabona mama. Sicela uskipe ku speakerphone. Sondela efonini yakho. Ungafaki ku speakerphone.
All right.
Yeah, we are.
Mina ngithi.
Yeah, kulo.
Ngivumela lo ukhuluma nochuma ukuthi khona amanye amabahlisaba. Abantu bani?
Yeah, so akukhulumela uJuma Sizwe uthi ungamtshelani?
Ya, wena so baba Juma. Into ayikhuluma mina ngizwana angisanda yavumela ndawo nxa amanye iMDC bayisaba ukuthi bazadliwa abadliwa ngoba nathanda ukuri.
Bamba khonapho mama. Baba Juma uyazizwela lawe. Umamuti
dina ayizwakalanga ukuthi ufone yake ibinga
le. Yebo ubekhuluma sithi kazwanani la khona ukukhuluma okhuluma ngakho ngoba ucabangela ukuthi izalo PF ijalo ku rigama elections. Ngampela lokho lapho.
Right, ngike ngibuze nxa si rigama election indaba singa riganga kobulawayo where we didn't get even one seat. Right? Why didn't we rig Harare? We didn't even get half of the seats there. Why didn't we get seats from towns like Ogweru, Mutare, and stuff like that? It shows that as a rig, but it's stronghold yet, yeah. Iguma rural provinces, because the people there have something to defend. The people there understood the party very well. That's why they don't vote unanimously for the party.
Yeah, Ngubambomlong.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngena futhi mama kona. You are hearing Mr. Chuma saying.
Yeah,
well. Yeah, iphone kamama ingani yahlupha. Sicela uhamba mbijana ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle. Eh, hamba mbijana mama.
Oh.
Yeah, asikuzwa kuhle. Hamba sibone. Usitshele ukuthi usendaweni enjani?
Yeah, lapha ke kuja.
Yes, bamba bicha na pongo kuti ke bicha na. Ye, kuluma yiso lezi phone emlonyeni, ungafaka ku speaker phone.
Ya mina ngithi ba uchuma, kumele ba wonke bazi. Sokuthi abantu bangakwenza ukuthi kuyiwa uma election. Abantu bangakwenza ukuthi yakho ukuthi kuyiwa uma election abanye besana. So ngabona abantu besana ukuthi there's something okungaphumikuhle. Kuhambe kakhulu, yana belokhu bekwenza.
Ye, hayi sikuzwile mama ukuthi ifoni yakheleza kodwa siyabonga kakhulu sizazama ukufonela futhi kusasa. Ukuthi ngxa ifoni yabo isingcono. Sibonge kakhulu. So yeah, yeah. So Mr. Chuma, I think you heard what she was saying. She's saying that people may go for elections.
Mama Juliet, into ekhona nje ukuthi bona sidila lamadoda labo mama abangamagwala abesabe umncintiswano. Akuna lutho olunye oludlula khonaphana ngoba vele kuyaziwa ukuthi for the past 18 years bebelokhu behlala besinqoba boBulawayo. So nxa bebekwazi khona kwantoni vele bahlala besinqoba indaba engabuyanga bazongena emncintisweni lo. Kutshengisa nje ukuthi hayi sidila la magwala kuphela one vele abadala bayatho ukuthi nota kwabo kwagwala kulasilini. Kodwa-ke this time around ngibona ngani ukuthi hayi 18 years lezi abantu belokhu bebazama abantu sebebona ukuthi hayi akula lutho. Sebefuna ukuphenduka ekhaya abantu sebefuna ukubuya lapha othi tried and tested bafuna ukubuya lapha ababona khona imizekeliso kwezinye indawo ungakhangela kwezinye indawo intuthuko iyahamba iya phambili ngoba kulama MPs awezana uphefe ibandla elibusayo izinto ziyenzakala impilo zabo ziyathinta ziba ngconywanyana noma singakafiki kuleve siyifunayo ngakho nakobulawayo futhi abantu labana sebekubona ukuthi ha 18 years khangela iZimbabwe le 35 years independence so which means that amadoda laba they've been in power for over half the years of Zimbabwe actually ngoba i-35 years i-half yakhona ngo-17 and a half kodwa kona sesibuse for 18 years kungenalutho olwenzakeleyo so I think this time abantu bakobulawayo sebezimisele ukuthi hayi ake sibuyele sike sibone laba esivele singani siyabazi njalo siyabona kwezinye indawo ukuthi kona kwenziwa njani lathi sike sihambe labo so this time noma ngabe de bekhona fair kumbe nxa bekhona ngama-progs yabo hayi batshayiwe.
Yes, that was our cool. So what Juliet was saying is she was actually claiming that ZANU-PF normally rigs elections. But then Mr. Chuma is saying, no, if we're rigging elections, we would not have got nothing in Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. You know, Bulawayo has been a problem to ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. So he says, you know, if they had that capacity to rig, they couldn't even to rig in Bulawayo.
Regai tidzoke kune mi vachivasa. Vachivasa, muri kufara here ne mafambisiro ari kuitwa sarudzo dzachidza muri kupinda.
Yeah, my daughter, one who I think I'm going to tell you that. It's not the same thing. So I don't know what to say.
But you have been participating. Which areas would you say might need reform, Mr. Chivas? Vachivasa, Bobatai Makadaro will be back shortly. Mr. Chivasa, Mr. Chuma, and Mr. Gutu, please do stay on the line. And our radio listeners, please note, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube. Baba Nkosana, kuna pekuweni, bamba, siyabu ya kuna manji. Siyabu.